Which Is Better, starring Sean Parrott as Sean Parrott and Gary Fletcher as
Gary Fletcher, the dog.
And
hey everybody.
Featuring Brad Edwards as
he's going to keep doing it.
I'm featured. I know Gary loves pranks. Did you ever prank your teachers or subs? I mean, you know what I mean? Like at school, did you ever fuck with the teacher?
I didn't do anything. I was always a good person.
He didn't do anything.
No, I convinced the whole factory that I worked with that Barack Obama had been assassinated.
Oh, you did do that. That's a really good prank.
I made a fake radio emergency broadcast.
No, did you?
Got one of those FM transmitters and transmitted it to this guy's radio.
Oh.
And he was like, man, they done killed that dude.
Wow.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Were they mad or happy?
They were happy.
Oh, Jesus.
They were dancing.
Yeah, they work at a factory. Of course, they're very happy when any president dies, I think.
They
should be.
I piss them off with Obama all the time.
Oh, yeah.
They hated him.
Well, oh boy. I mean, I was talking about spitting in the teacher's coffee.
You know,
when a teacher leaves the room, you spit the coffee.
No.
I had this teacher, Mr. Rhodes, and he wasn't even that bad of a guy. But he'd leave the room. Every kid would just get up and spit in his coffee. It's like, and he'd come in and he'd start talking, just take a swig out of it.
God.
And I'm like, oh. And I can't snitch, but
no.
I was like, it wasn't like... That's what he deserves. He's a piece of shit. He's just a teacher.
Yeah.
I mean, he, you know, didn't want you acting outwardly, you know, cussing and, you know.
Yeah.
There has to be some rules.
Yeah, there do have to be rules.
But Visine, did you ever hear about putting Visine?
Oh, I heard about that. Yeah.
I don't know anyone ever actually did it.
It makes a person's eyes real clear. Hell
yeah. Yeah, you put it right in their eye.
Dude, they hate it.
Don't put Visine in anything except your eye, I guess.
Probably not even your eyes, right?
I did play a really good prank on one of my teachers when I was 14 years old.
Okay.
All right, that's what we were asking.
Yeah, I convinced her to have sex with me and had her career ruined.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was pretty great.
Yeah.
Yeah, I bet she was hot as fuck.
She, no.
Oh, well.
She's about 70.
Nice.
Kindergarten teacher. I was held back a long time.
It all adds up.
Did she get you pregnant?
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
We had it aborted.
This is an episode where Gary's drinking, although he's just started drinking. I can't imagine.
Yeah,
he's
I'm podcast upped, man.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
I've already done one today.
I'm high on podcasts.
Well, here's something I know neither of you have any experience with, but you certainly have an opinion on.
Yes.
How about these emotional support animals, these comfort animals, these service animals? What do you...
Not for it. Two thumbs down.
Really?
Grow up.
Yeah. I don't get it quite.
No?
I guess in some general way I do. I don't get needing them in your house. I don't get needing them in public, in
like
places outside of your house. Yeah, yeah. I don't get needing them in a public place where you're like, oh man, I'm gonna go to the store. I have to have a dog to be in the store.
I feel like it's totally abused.
Yeah.
Like that people who don't really need it take advantage of it. But I also don't care. Yeah. I don't care if someone wants to have their dog in the place.
Yeah.
I think the only threshold is if the dog doesn't bite or shit, and then bring it. That's fine. You know, if you have a story about, I don't know. I think it's one of those things that is horse shit, but I'm also all for it. It's fine.
Go for
it. If you want to have like a fucking
do it.
Carry a monkey around or whatever the fuck you got.
I think you can order those red vests just online.
Yeah.
You don't have to have a thing.
There's no... Yeah. Even if you owned a restaurant and someone came in with one, would you know what credentials to ask for or what, you know, like...
You're not even allowed to.
Be funny to
really?
Put... To
yeah,
put
I
one
think of, it's illegal.
Be funny Go to ahead. Put one of those vests on like a blow-up doll. Like,
this is my pet aardvark.
Yeah. Or just on a human being.
Yeah.
Oh, that would
bring
be good.
Bring them in. Like, well, it's an animal.
You know, most support animals work at Target.
Wow.
Oh, wait. Jonathan's handing me something. Jonathan wants me to remind everybody out there to like and share the podcast. If you enjoy the podcast, which I hope you do.
I like it.
I enjoy it.
Get on there and rate us.
Yes.
Please.
Give us the... at least 5 stars.
Mm-hmm.
6 if you can.
10.
Give us all the stars and write us rave reviews.
35.
Then, it'll make us, it'll, think of all the time. If you knew how much time we spent just tonight trying to get these microphones to sound right.
God.
Yeah.
It's nothing to you to just fucking take a second.
Yeah.
And write us a review.
It takes no time. Something. Also, we have a telephone number that they can call. We got a hotline, right?
Is that true?
Oh, yeah.
Is it too early to talk about that?
Well, it's fine.
You can reach us at that number. It's 1-931-492-9789. That's 1-931-492-9789.
Wow.
Yeah, just leave us a message and you know, whatever. If you have any kind of thoughts.
You can leave us like a sexy, like, take your pants off, baby.
You can tell us how you disagreed with our conclusions on which is better. You can tell us how you have an idea for two things that we should compare. Whatever you want to tell us.
Mm-hmm. We're mostly looking for phone sex.
Yeah.
To be honest.
Be like, ooh, baby, milk those nuts for me.
I want you to stick the phone up your ass, and I want to hear what it sounds like.
I want to hear your colon working.
Yeah.
That is pretty hot. All right. Speaking of which, here comes Brad's tip.
Ooh,
I love Brad's tip.
Just Brad's tip.
Yeah.
All right, Brad's tip. Wipe the water off of yourself when you take a shower. Take a shower, Gary.
All right.
Imagine that you took showers.
Okay, I'm thinking about it.
You're in the shower. You take a shower. You're done.
Yeah.
Well, now what are you going to do? You're going to stand there and drip off? Are you going to get out and rub a towel all over yourself?
Uh-huh.
Take a moment. Wipe the water off of you like you got dust on you. Wipe the water off. Like in ancient Rome, they didn't take showers. They'd cover themselves with olive oil, of all things, and they'd scrape it off with a little tool, a little brass, little butter knife looking thing. And then they would just, but you can do that with water. Then you get out and you dry your towel. Your towel's barely wet.
Wow.
And it makes everything a snap. I'm telling you, try it. Wipe the water off of you.
I thought you were fooling with us, but in the end, you weren't.
It's one of those double-edged jokes where it's true, but also it's silly. It is a silly thing, and but I think that's my tip. That's Brad's tip.
That's a good tip.
Great tip.
All right, guys, you ready to call Mark and Unson for Mark's financial advice?
Yes.
Let's give it a shot.
Okay, here we go. Hello.
Oh, hello.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, friend. How are you?
Pretty good. We missed you, buddy.
I know. I missed you guys. I'm glad Michael Hampton was able to fill in.
Yeah, he was really good. We've got a lot of letters, handwritten letters, about how great Michael Hampton was.
Wow, and none about me. Amazing.
Well, he wrote them.
Oh.
In crayon, because he's just a fucking child.
Whoa.
Yeah,
just kidding.
Yeah.
JK, we love him. You know where he's going? He's going to Japan.
What?
He is.
He's going to Japan, can you believe it?
I hope he finds a wife.
I don't know. I'm going to give him $100, and he's going to bring me back Japanese toys.
Oh,
I love weird Japanese toys. Before we get to your financial advice, we did have could we borrow your mixer?
Yeah, why not? Why would I say no?
I don't know why.
On the air.
Well, I'm glad that's settled.
Up, I'm gonna be like, yeah, no, that's not happening.
Yeah, call me right back.
Yeah, nah, dog.
All right, man, I got a financial question for you.
Yeah.
Poker. What about it? How do you make money playing poker? I know you make bukus. Every time I see you, you're like, oh, that's my poker money. I'll just spend that on Logan's.
Yeah, exactly. Poker money. You only hear about, when you talk to poker players, you only hear about how much money they win. They never tell you about how much they lose.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I go bragging about the time I lost $300.
Well, so you're saying don't play poker? It's not a financial...
I'm saying, definitely play poker. It's a great way to pass time.
Well, give us some tips.
It's fun.
Yeah, but how do you win? Is it a game of chance or a game of skill? What's it?
Well, in the short run, it can be a game of chance in the short run. In the long run, it's a game of skill. There's a reason why the same, a couple hundred of people win these big money tournaments all the time.
Because they got hoodies and sunglasses on.
Yeah, they, you know, a lot of them are mathematician geniuses or just know how to read people. There's so many levels to poker, and that's what makes it such a fun game, is because you can just sit around with your buddies and play and be like, well, I got the best card, so I'm going to bet. I don't have good cards, I'm going to fold. And that's one way you can play.
Yeah.
But then you can start playing against the other person, knowing, you know, hey, I know I have a bad hand, but this guy doesn't like to bet a lot of money. He doesn't want to lose a lot of money, so I'm going to put a lot of money in the pot and get him to fold.
Oh.
You know, you can start doing strategy.
Do you wear... Do you wear anything specific when you play?
Yeah, usually a thong. I like to distract the other players, so I just a thong and some pasties.
Nice.
Well, all right.
I'm a hoodie guy. I like to wear a hoodie or a hat.
I'm thinking this particular financial advice, maybe you don't want to give us your secret tips because somebody's going to play poker with you. I'm like, hey, I'm one of the throngs of which is better. Listeners, and now I know that you like whatever you do.
If you want to learn more about poker, I don't want to promote another podcast on here, but there's a podcast called Red Chip. It's a poker podcast, and it's basically these guys who grinding out playing poker for a living. It's not glamorous, you know, driving around and
sounds fun.
Yeah, let's go ahead and hang up.
But you know, I do okay playing poker. You know, I'm able to keep playing and. You know, the little money I get from comedy, I throw it right in my poker.
Okay.
You so, make you know, if I lose at poker, it doesn't matter. I'm going to get a nice, you know, you get a $5 set doing something at the 404 Grill with Renard.
Oh, nice.
$5 goes right into the poker kitty.
Well, that's how I always felt about it. I was like, you know what? I'll play poker. I'll spend $20. That's how much I would spend at an evening bowling. So if I lose, you know, I had, but, you know,
but if you
I guess.
100, it's like, woo, I'm professional.
Yeah, I just never was never consistent winner.
Never win.
Well, you know what? You can always get somebody to back you.
Wow.
That's probably a bad idea.
Yeah,
it's a good idea. Play with their money.
Well, all right, Mark, let me borrow some money.
Okay, I'll do it.
Bring me a mixer and a bag of money, and I'll go.
You got it.
All right. Well, so, thanks.
Yeah, I feel like this was really disappointing.
Yeah, it was.
You wanted to hear, hey, yeah, play poker is a great way to make money. You won't have to work anymore.
That's all we want.
Yeah, that's really
we want a trick. We just gonna keep asking you until you tell us how to be rich.
Yeah, you gotta bust your ass. Bust your ass at anything.
Wow.
Yeah, that's true.
Being good at poker is like being good at comedy. I mean, how did you get good at comedy? You just kept playing. You kept. Grinding it out.
Just natural.
Well, I mean, I'm more like Sean and Gary, not you, but. Oh. Just teasing.
All right, buddy. Michael's right, calling on the other line.
Robocop or David Lynch or.
All right, well, thank you, Mark.
All right, guys.
All right, bye.
Love
you. Love it. Okay. That was Mark Anunson.
No help.
Mark's tip.
But I'm glad. It's always nice to talk to him, but that was no help.
It's finally good to have him back.
It is, yeah.
It's been so long.
I missed him.
Well, I hope everybody's had a good time up to this point. I know you haven't, but we're going to go ahead and toss it over to Gary Fletcher for Gary's special segment.
Hey, everyone. This is Gary Zen Ben. Meditation is a beneficial thing in our lives, I feel like. I feel like meditation is good. It's what I've heard. There's a famous quote that said, meditation is good. and one thing is, it's hard to get into meditation because, it's a little daunting. It's like, how do I do this thing? You just sit there, you be quiet.
Yeah.
And that's where guided meditation comes in. Mm. YouTube is full of guided meditations that'll help you get to a place of peace.
Okay.
And what I'd like to do right now is actually lead you guys and the listeners in a guided meditation.
Oh.
Now, I'm not certified in this.
Okay.
But I've watched a lot of YouTube videos. Okay. And generally, you'd want to do like some deep breathing exercises. We don't have time for that, and it'd sound horrible on the podcast.
Should I get the lights? Turn the lights out?
No, it'll be fine. But close your eyes.
Okay.
So go ahead and do one deep breath. That's all we got time for. Sean's already doing it. Sounds great.
Close your eyes. Now I want you to guys take this seriously and follow my instructions as closely as possible. Now, here's what I want you to do. I want you to imagine yourself, you're standing on the edge of the water. On a on a big beach, a real big beach. Feel the warm sand beneath your Skechers flip-flops. You feel the water lap up against your ankle bracelet when you notice a large man begin to emerge from the water. He's completely naked, except for a giant smile and a no-fear trucker hat on top of his head. He's very naked and really fat. But you're not afraid. He looks you in the eye and he says nothing as he begins to squat down onto the sand. He grits his teeth while scrunching his face. He lays an egg that is beaming with light. He picks up the glowing marvel and holds it out in front of you. You take the egg that is beaming with love and life and swallow it whole like a goddamn anaconda. You feel its healing light fill your body and being, and you feel an inner peace like you've never felt before. You think the fat man, as he slowly vaporizes in front of you in a puff of vape smoke.
Okay, you guys can open your eyes now.
Wow.
How do you feel?
I feel so young.
Rejuvenated.
See? See?
Oh, thank you, Gary.
No problem, buddy.
That really got the taste of Mark's financial check out of my
And that's why meditation is good.
I'm just kidding. Mark did the best with what we gave him. Thank you, Gary.
You're welcome.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for Sean's special thing.
It's time for Sean's rock block. We're back on the rock block again. I'm taking you back to 1986. A record by the House Martins. Maybe you haven't heard of them. Mm. If you like the Smiths, and I don't, but if you like that sort of thing, where it's like, if you like that kind of music.
Who does?
It's the House Martins are they're kind of around in that area, that Smiths area. I prefer there's a little more melody, and I like it a little bit more, honestly, than Smiths. I don't know if you're allowed to say that, but
yeah.
Check out their record, London Zero, Hole 4. There's some really dark songs that are very poppy. There's songs about getting up off our knees. It's a grand time. You're going to really love it. And once you're done, just walk back over to my place on the rock block.
All right. Thanks, Sean.
You're welcome.
Now it's time for Which Is Better?
Which is better? Which is better? Which is better? I don't know. Which is better? Which is better? Which is better? Let's find out now.
All right. Which is better?
Yay.
Ah!
Liberals versus conservatives.
Oh, no.
Damn. What? This is nuts.
I was not expecting that.
I know. I thought I wouldn't tell you what we're doing.
I'm scared.
Yeah, this is gonna set our careers back.
Yeah.
We're going to get in big trouble.
This is really going to make us or break us. Yeah. All right. Now, which is better? Gut reaction. Let's first, before we even get to gut reaction, I'd say that most of us are already liberals, right?
I'm a liberal.
Yeah, I would say I'm a progressive.
Wow.
Yeah, you'd say that. But
you're like a progresso. You're like some fucking sauce over here,
Prego.
Man.
Well, I you know, that's just how it is. We're going to do our best to be objective about this.
Yeah, we're going to be really objective.
You know, okay, gut reaction. Which is better, Gary?
I'm going to say liberal just because I want a career.
I'm also going to say liberal because I can't think of anything.
Okay.
But I am going to Google it while you say things.
All right. I'm going to play devil's advocate. And since conservatives are the devil, I'm going to advocate for them.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's say, here we go. All right. Question one. Which one is on more drugs?
Wow.
This is encompassing legal opioids and street drugs.
You know, I would honestly think they're about the same on drugs, man.
About breaks even.
Yeah, because like if you think liberals do more weed and fucking psychedelics and shit like that, they're a lot more chill with that stuff. But then conservatives, man, when I think about just the Christian moms that do fucking pills, I know more moms that do pills than I do than I know people that just do fucking regular ass drugs.
Well, and that's a thing that we should probably mention. Like, even though I'd say most of us are in this room liberal, we all have a pretty good cross section of family and friends who we can.
Yeah.
You know, go, okay.
We've all got dads.
I grew up conservative as shit. Yeah.
Everybody's got a dad, and all dads are conservative.
Yeah. I mean, I think everyone's on drugs, but I guess drugs.
Mm. I mean, the opioid epidemic is happening in middle America in Trump country. So,
yeah,
those are the most drugs for sure.
I've seen these people. I've worked at pain clinics. I've seen them.
Oh, yeah.
It's a mess.
Yeah. Yeah. I hurt my knee the other day.
Well, you know, you start out, you fall off the fucking ladder or something, yeah. You hurt your back, you get you got to take some painkillers.
Yeah.
Then when the back pain's gone, you're hooked on heroin.
Yes. Yep.
And it's not really, I don't think anyone wants to be a fucking drug addict, on either side. But liberals smoke a lot of weed, though.
I think Gary's kind of a weed addict, if I'm being honest.
I am addicted to weed.
Yeah.
You can't, technically you're addicted to weed, but yeah.
I mean, it's only because I was an alcoholic before then. I just needed to change it.
Yeah.
Something that didn't make me fat.
That's smart.
What do you think, Sean?
I'm going to say liberals, but just because. Well, yeah.
Yeah,
I'm going to say it.
Liberals are on more drugs.
Because I mean, liberals also do pain.
Yeah, I think liberals are still, okay, yeah. Liberals do more drugs. I mean, it doesn't necessarily mean it's a bad thing or a good thing.
No,
drugs are great.
Liberals versus conservatives, which is more effective? Just as far as getting shit done.
Wow.
Whatever you think about what they're getting done, who's more effective? Ooh. Who gets their shit done?
I mean, neither really get anything done.
That's true.
I mean, conservatives have, like, sent a lot of bombs to places.
Yeah.
I mean, liberals have, too. Man, it's tough. I mean, Obama bombed plenty of people, and he's technically a liberal because he's, you know, he's mixed race, so he has to be.
But it's good that he bombed those people.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, I didn't think about that.
Well, I guess what I was thinking of as far as effective is, like, you know, and I think I have a question similar to this later, like, I think that conservatives kind of do more with less. Like, there's fewer of them. So they have to cheat really hard to win elections and shit.
They're hard working.
So they're very effective.
That's true.
Like, they stick together, you know, they mobilize and they get out there and they, you know, gerrymander or whatever. I mean, they
I'm sick of this gerrymandering lately.
I am too.
Jerry, I'm sick of it.
Hello, Jerry Mandarin.
Jerry Mandarin Orange. Whoa.
I was going to say that, but I didn't.
Ooh, I'm glad it got said.
Yeah.
So who's more effective, conservatives or liberals? What do the liberals do? What do they do?
They just complain all the time.
Yeah, let's be honest.
That's really all they do.
I'm all for marches, and I go to marches, and but like... Then what?
Yeah.
Do you think the women marched and then Trump went, I'm going to change? No. Yeah. I mean, what happens?
You got to get out there and vote.
You do have to get out there and vote, but I'm saying all that energy going into that, and I go because I think I want to be one more body, I want to be one more person on this side, but anytime I'm marching for something, I'm never like, oh yeah, we're fixing it.
Yeah.
You know? I think all we're doing is saying this is how people are unhappy with your, you know.
I think that's the only reason why like conservatives win elections is only because they get the old vote.
Yeah.
And they're the only ones who have time to vote.
Yeah.
Younger people, liberal people are a lot of times just like, fuck, I got
to
go.
Well, or they think it's so in the bag, they don't bother to vote.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess.
Or they're like, Hillary is just as bad as Trump. And also Ralph Nader is also as bad as both of them.
Is he alive? Does he exist anymore? Nader?
Sooner or Nader.
Mm.
Darth Nader.
Darth Nader. Okay. That brings us to the next one. Better names.
Wow.
We all love childishly calling names to people.
Libtard.
Libtard. Here's okay. A really good
Let me unpack Libtard.
Okay.
All right.
Unpack it.
Now Libtard, here's the genius of it. It's the dumbest thing.
Yeah.
Because libtard doesn't, it's not a play off anything. It doesn't rhyme. It's not a pun. Mm-hmm. It's just tard.
Yeah.
And the thing is, conservatard rolls right off the tongue.
Mm-hmm.
Republican has right at the beginning of it, but no liberal would ever call someone a tard.
Mm. Right.
So we left retard on the table, mm-hmm. and the conservatives just ran with it, libtard. And it's like the dumbest fucking insult. It doesn't mean anything, but it's like they think it's like the N-word. They think they got you or something. No. That and snowflake. It's like,
All so stupid, man.
I don't get it. But what do liberals have? What? I mean, because libtard's kind of the go-to conservative insult, but what is a liberal?
They just call people racist or Nazis.
Fascist or Nazis.
That's usually what they go for.
Yeah. Everybody's a fucking Nazi.
So their shit isn't even, I mean, liberal stuff, I guess at least conservative stuff is kind of funny, whereas liberal stuff is just like, you're the worst thing
you're,
I can think
yeah,
of.
Yeah, you're what you actually are.
Yeah, right.
It's like, you're a racist.
Conservatives are like, oh, let's put a fucking spin on it. Let's do like a pun.
Well, and everybody kind of owns their insult. Like you know, you call, like Hillary says, you basket of deplorables, and then people are like, we're deplorable. And the next day after, call her a nasty woman.
Yeah.
Then they're wearing shirts that say, I'm a nasty woman. It's like, whatever you call it, you know, I mean, there's no liberal wearing a libtard shirt.
Yeah.
No.
That's one of the things that killed me about the election is like, you had one side being like, yeah, we're fucking deplorable. And then you had the other side being like, yeah, we're nasty fucking women. Yeah. And it's like, goddamn, like, you all fucking suck.
It's just fucking terrible. Well, who's better at name calling?
Man, I guess conservatives are. They say, I mean, you can't say tart anymore, and they still say it.
They say tart.
I think it's admirable that they say.
It's an extra layer. Part of the insult is just the fact that they're saying the insult.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to have to go with conservatards.
Yeah, conservatives get that one.
Conservatards.
Which is more completely filled with hate?
Whoa.
Everybody's filled with hate now.
Sure, everybody's full of hate, yeah.
I mean, liberals hate conservatives. Conservatives hate liberals.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And when you see people screaming, who hates more?
That's tough.
Because as soon as you're about to say one, you think, well, the other one's, they hate too.
Just people, man.
And this isn't a judging what you hate. This isn't talking about whether you're justified in hating what you hate. But who's just fucking more full of fucking hate?
I mean, I feel like, you know, when you see the Nazi march in Virginia and stuff, like they're like,
they're just screaming.
If you see the March for Life, is that what it was called?
Yeah.
For Our Lives?
For Our Lives. Yeah. Yes, that's what it was.
Yeah. They're screaming.
Like, they're like, yeah, we're.
Yeah. We're, quirky hey, signs written.
Pretty, please don't shoot us in the head. Sorry.
No
offense.
Okay.
But,
that's a good point.
But There's a lot of anger. There's also more white guys who are conservative. And white guys are the most angry of all guys.
Yeah, that's just hate.
Yeah.
You start out with hate.
Yeah, that's pure. But, I mean, liberals are pissed too.
Yeah. I think, you know, and of course, if there's any conservatives in this, they're probably screaming. But it's like, I think that... I think that's because they're full of hate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
you fucking libtards!
Yeah. like, there's just this general, I hate whatever's going on.
Yeah.
If you're a conservative, and then... No, I guess they're both... I don't know. That's a tough one.
Depends how... Oh, go ahead.
I've seen both sides say equally despicable things.
Yeah. Yeah. There's a lot of hate on both sides.
Yeah. Go ahead. I think there is, it's the conservative hate is weirdly backward looking. It's like, it's like, I hate everything that is I hate when things are changing.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I guess liberal hate is like, I think I hate when things are staying the same.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's they're focused in different directions.
Yeah. I guess hate is just sort of fear pointed outward, and I guess if you're conservative, you hate, you hate gay people because you don't understand gay people. And, yeah. And
it's confusing.
And it's hard, I think, if you're conservative, if the fact is you just are uncomfortable with the idea of gay people.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Sure.
You can't say that. Mm-hmm. And so you have to say, well, I'm worried about the sanctity of marriage, or I'm worried about someone's right to not make a cake or whatever. You know, that's not really what you're worried about. You just don't like the idea of the thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then that, it just comes out of you, you know? And
yeah. It does seem, I mean, of all the things, cake is a really weird stance to.
It's a weird line in the sand. Yeah.
I mean, I just generally don't like anyone who stands up for what they believe in. Because I've believed so many different things at so many different times, and it's changed so many different times.
Yeah.
And I know, like, for someone to be that confident and be like, I'm going to fucking da da da, it's just like.
Yeah. Although I do consider myself a liberal, I need to go on record as I think both are shitty.
Yeah.
I think any kind of ism is bad. Any kind of time you like kind of just throw in with your lot with a fucking group.
Yeah.
Nope.
You are going to be more likely to forgive your, give your guy the benefit of the doubt. And I mean, no one can say that if Obama did all the shit Trump did, if he had three wives and if he got accused by 30 women of that any conservative would be defending in the nuanced way that they would for Trump. But I think to some degree it goes the other way. I think that like, if your guy, Clinton allegedly assaulted women, well, but and then
that was also a different time. I mean, that was a time when you
we'll see right there.
Well, what I'm saying is, then you could be a horrible person and still be the president, and no one would even yell at you about
it. Right, unlike now.
Yeah, I mean, you can.
Yeah,
at least now. Everybody's like, hey, seriously. No, seriously. no, really. You can't do it. It's bad.
I think that's what kills me is like, like you said the thing about Obama bombing people. You said the thing about Clinton. Yeah. And there's people I've had interactions with that if you even mention that kind of shit to them, they're like, oh, what are you, some kind of Trump supporter?
Right.
And it's like, what, I can't criticize my own side when they're shitty?
No, that's part of the problem is like if you pick a team, which is all it is a fucking sports team, red or blue, and then that's your side, and you forgive anything that goes bad on your side, or you have this like very nuanced understand a big picture kind of way, and then on anything the other side does is black and white and they're wrong.
Yep.
And that's just, and the whole makes the whole thing seem like horse shit, like people, it's like we're all been pulled into this fucking trap, this fucking, this game we're supposed to play out where we've been pitted against each other.
Yeah.
And we're sitting here arguing over things that are important, like transgender people. We're arguing over these little as in like in the grand scheme of things.
Yeah.
Like on these single issues. Meanwhile, all of our money's being stolen from us in our paycheck. All the fucking people are being bombed and murdered. There's enough money in the world to feed everyone on Earth and give them a house and do it. But we're so wrapped up in this petty shit.
Yeah.
Because we all have differences, and it's just these little places where the friction happens, like a cake or whatever, that turns into the fucking news.
Like, I legit feel like, I mean, and I could be totally wrong on this, and that's fine, but
this is all just all out of our asses.
But I do legit think that most politicians are kind of on the same side.
Yeah.
They just like to have these little differences that are shit that like people get really emotionally involved in with like abortion and identity politics stuff. And they try to get people to argue about that. While meanwhile, they're fucking like sticking their dick up her ass on every single other
situation.
It's
like all the politicians, whatever their, party, it's like they're all actors in a play. And we're watching the play.
It's wrestling.
But then backstage, they're all fucking drinking out of the same. Give a fuck. No, yeah. I mean, I think to be a politician, you have to sort of not give a fuck.
Yeah. They're all scum.
I think it depends what level you're on, certainly.
Yeah, but that's true.
I think certainly senators and stuff like that, it's, they have. Also, part of it is because there's so much money in all of it.
Yeah. And how could you be the one guy who doesn't play the game?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think, that's just a matter of trying to retool the way the whole thing works. Because, if if a person can just give you money and say, hey, right. it sure would help me if you did this thing. Yeah. And I mean, a lot of that stuff, you know, I think there are people who are maybe good and trying to do a good thing. But even just the way the weird system is, it's hard to make it work.
What about this for a policy? Has anyone ever floated this idea? What if we just raise some money?
Yeah.
And whatever the NRA is paying when they buy off a politician,
yeah,
like say they Senator, you know, Bob, whoever,
yeah,
got $1 million from the NRA,
yeah,
and then we raise $2 million and go, here, we'll give you $2 million. We'll bribe. We're just gonna bribe you.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, is that allowed? I mean, that's what they're doing. Because like, can we just out bribe them?
You can. Yeah. I mean, yeah.
Or maybe they'll just take all of it, like in The Wire, where they just take all everybody's money and do whatever.
I think one of the things that bugs me about people being like, God, the NRA pays people money. It's like, all these people are taking fucking money. Like,
everybody pays everybody money.
Yeah. And, I mean, and not saying like, oh, lay off the NRA. I'm saying like, get on all this shit. Like,
yeah. But at the same time, it's like, if you did make solar panels, you would want a pro solar panel person to be. Yeah. And so you would donate some of your money to some probably a Democrat, somebody.
Sure.
And then it's like, oh, they're being bought off by the solar panel guy. Well, maybe they just happen to think the same thing. And I know he got a lot of shit for it, but was it Rubio, whoever was like, I get money from the NRA, but that's also because that's what I think. Yeah. And I'm sure there's a lot of that too, where they're just like, no, I actually do want everyone to have a fucking gun.
Rubio's like, I don't care if all of the children in my state get shot in the head.
He didn't care.
I don't care.
Yeah.
Who cares?
I mean, they don't care.
Like, they give a shit about kids.
None of them care.
They don't give a shit about kids.
You know, they shave their heads. They're lesbians. Okay? I saw it on the internet. Yeah. They're lesbians and they shave their heads.
I saw David Hogg on an episode of Barney and Friends when he was a kid. Christ. He was an actor.
He's an actor. All right, next question. Bigger dick.
Whoa.
Who's got bigger dick? Liberals or conservatives?
Oh, I'm going to say liberals just because they have more POC.
Oh.
So I feel like that would bring up the dick game.
That's a fair
Hell
point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. Big ass.
Although conservatives, I think, have more men, period.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
So.
But that's only
but it's
like,
more white men.
Yeah.
Mm.
Whites. White's got the smallest dicks.
They
do. You know that?
Yeah. Average white man's penis sizes
is below average.
-2 inches.
Yeah.
It's a vagina.
It's a very shallow vagina. Yeah.
Which brings us to our next topic. Who has a better sense of humor?
Ooh.
Do liberals or conservatives have better sense of humor?
Man, it's tough.
They both suck so much, I think, is everything I'm realizing on this episode.
That's, you know what? I'm going to be honest with you. That's kind of what I was going for with this. Really. It's like, which is better? Which is worse?
They both just do the same shit.
It's all the same
shit. Yeah.
Here's my thought on sense of humor. I think liberals tend to be funnier, but I think liberals also tend to say, that's not funny more.
That's
like,
true.
Do you remember... what was that fucking attempt at the conservative comedy? Like something to...
Like their conservative daily show?
Yeah, it was like half hour comedy hour or something like news hour. Oh, it was fucking terrible.
Yeah, it's rough.
I mean, what conservative... Like, what is it? A fucking Bill Engvall? What's the fucking what's kind of conservative?
I feel like most of the people that I think are funny either don't believe in anything... Or some kind of sense. Like, Brian Regan doesn't have any political affiliate. I don't think he cares about
politics. He has the sense to act liberal because of his fan base.
Yeah. And, like, Patrice is... who knows what the fuck his beliefs are, right? You know, it's...
Yeah.
His beliefs are fucking nonsense.
Conspiracy theorist, pretty much.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he thought it all stupid. But that's the thing, is he saw the bigger picture.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like as genius as we all are, where we can step back and say,
we're brilliant.
They're both fucking fucked up.
Yeah.
I feel like I mostly see liberal stuff in my world, you know, just because most of the comics I follow are liberal. So, like, I think I get mad at liberals more. Whereas when I worked at that factory, I fucking hated conservatives.
Sure.
But now I almost hate liberals because of just
the nuance.
Dumb shit.
The little things. Yeah. Well, I think that's part of the problem where, like, you know, you go across the fucking desert to these Arabian countries where you or I couldn't tell the difference from one tribe or the other.
Yeah.
But like the little fucking itty bitty difference between them makes them want to kill each other.
Yeah.
Whereas, like Lawrence of Arabia, whenever he went up to use the well, nobody cared. He's just some white guy. He's a totally different thing. But like when the guy who is a slightly different tribe, they killed him.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I think you're more willing to forgive someone who's just completely different than you than someone who's 99% the same as you. It's that 1%, you know, that they fucking rail on. Like you can be as woke as you fucking want to be, but if you call something gay when you're making fun of it, you get dogpiled, and it's like, it makes you think, God, fuck, I can kind of see why conservatives think you're a fucking libtard.
Yeah.
You know, I can see.
I think that's the thing that's kind of sucked in the past, I would say, couple of years, is like you have liberals who are constantly attacking everything that anybody jokes about. And then you also have like conservative Christians constantly attacking anything jokes about. And it's like, does either side have a sense of humor or just the freedom to have fun?
I think that conservatives can laugh at themselves, and I'm talking about regular, everyday human beings, you know? Like, I don't know, though, that, like, a conservative realizes that Larry the Cable Guy is a caricature of them.
Yeah.
I think they just think it's funny.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Whereas, like, Portlandia is a caricature of liberals, and people in Portland don't like it, you know? Yeah. I don't get
how anybody likes it. I mean, I get how you can watch it but not laugh at all, but I don't understand how you could watch it and go, ha, 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 ha.
Yeah.
Well,
it is crazy how weird we are. we have such weird restaurants. I can't even believe how crazy our restaurants are.
I like Portlandia, but I don't personally get hate. I'm like, how did you get 6 seasons out of just making fun of hipsters? Like, all you're doing is making fun of hipsters.
I do love Kyle MacLachlan, though. We talked about this on the David Lynch, but I love Kyle MacLachlan.
Well, that's funny, too.
He's great.
I had a little controversy here on Facebook.
Oh, that's true. You got in big trouble.
I got in trouble because...
Have you seen this?
I've been busy. I didn't see
myself. Here's what happened.
Wow. Gary's been busy, Brad.
He's busy
didn't have any time
promoting
for
the show.
Yeah.
So, you know, not to date this episode, but there was a march in Washington and all across this great country of ours where children went out. We're like, we don't like getting shot by guns. Please do something.
Yeah.
Not even necessarily take all your guns away. Some people think that. Some people think just do anything.
Yeah.
And keep in mind, these are children. Yeah. And a lot of spokesmen are children who were in a school shooting.
Yes. Their friends were murdered.
Their friends were murdered, and they're wanting something done about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's pretty stupid.
And, in my news feed, I try to keep liberals and conservatives in it. Because I like to see what everybody's thinking. And I'm scrolling through and I'm seeing the most awful, like they take pictures of that shaved head girl and like make her look like a Gollum.
Yeah, there's that one is pretty crazy.
Brutal shit. There's a picture of the kid. Who's the kid? The boy.
David Hogg.
Yeah, David Hogg.
With like his arms are scrawny. So they're like, oh, you already gave up your guns. You know, and they're just fucking ripping on this kid.
It's pretty funny.
Well, one of them was a picture of that kid. After his speech, he kind of held his fist up in the air, like kind of a Black Power salute kind of thing. And then someone took that and then put next to it a picture of Hitler with his Hitler salute.
Yeah.
And I don't know.
Mao,
Chairman Mao. Or Stalin or somebody. So I shared that link to that, which had thousands of likes.
Yeah.
And I shared the link and I wrote something to the effect of, hey, you know, I know it may seem bad to shit on children who got shot at and want to not die, but on the bright side, at least we're back to thinking being a Nazi is a bad thing.
Yeah.
Which hasn't, you know, like you were talking about Charles, for a minute, people were like, well, you know, maybe Nazis aren't so bad.
There are a few good ones.
So my joke, as subtle as it was well, at least
not that subtle.
I guess it was because I had so many people, liberals, message me and write on the thing, this is, you're fucking stupid, you know? And I think they didn't read what I wrote. I think they just saw the picture and commented on it without reading it. And part of me went, I'm on my own side. I don't know if
that's
I'm on this guy's side because fuck off.
Yeah.
I'm making a fucking joke. And it's sad to me that I even have to fucking explain to you that I don't think these kids are Nazis.
Yeah.
But I do, because everybody's so fucking... anyway, that's sense of humor. Listeners, listen. This is how it is. we want to try to throw in a deep one every now and then.
Right. Nice and deep. Balls deep.
Fuck we'll it. Have a nice fun. Which movie's better? Yeah. Which whatever's yeah. better? But sometimes we're going to go, hey, let's get out of our comfort zone and talk yeah. about tards.
Hey.
Fucking lip tards, conservatards. Yeah. Let's yeah. get it.
Pull,
all right.
Pull off your mind's underwear because it's about to get blown.
All right. We sort of touched on this before. Which is a better team player?
Ooh. Hmm. Man, they're both pretty good team players. I mean, Hillary Hillary got more votes.
Yeah.
But Donald Trump still won. So those are both really good teams. Like,
well, what I'm saying is like I think conservatives stick together.
Yeah.
I think that like I think part of the beauty of a liberal is that they'll call bullshit when something's bullshit. And they want things to be, they're idealistic and they want things to be great.
Yeah.
But then you get a thing where like, that means Al Franken has to be run out of town on a right. rail because he took a picture and it was sort of inappropriate. And, yeah. you know, and I think that like, I think for a conservative would like to just let that shit go.
Right.
For the greater good of their party.
Yeah. yeah.
They'd be like, all right, well, okay. But like Anthony Weiner shows his dick to somebody, he's like, he's got to go. You know, it's like, I'm not saying that's necessarily a weakness. I'm just saying as far as like prioritizing the team.
Yeah.
I think maybe conservatives kind of prioritize
yeah,
the team.
Yeah, I think I follow a few kind of conservative people who are anti-Trump kind yeah. of dudes who are just like, I think there's a few conservatives who are just like, oh, yeah, this isn't what conservatism is. Yeah. This is the opposite of conservatism.
Yeah, right.
This is
I about don't see how any-
spending tons of money and
yeah.
making China mad at us. And that's not conservatism.
I can't understand yeah. how anyone who really is genuinely a Christian can be like, this is my guy. I'm on board with this guy.
I feel like I see more arguing between liberals, but that's probably just because I
yeah.
am around more liberals.
Yeah.
But I feel like, I don't know. I feel like they probably argue more, but also I feel like there's more diverse ideas in liberalism.
Yeah,
sure.
Whereas like yeah. conservatives are just like, oh, you love the Lord. I do too. Hell yeah, buddy. Then they're yeah. good, you know? Like,
yeah. I think that both teams sort of get their marching orders from like, you know, I think liberals or conservatives from kind of talk radio and liberals from the Daily Show or what, yeah. you know, or whatever. NPR. Yeah. I think that
HuffPo.
I don't know though. I think that yeah, I think liberals are kind of harder on themselves yeah. and like kind of demand a higher
yeah
idealist thing right. than a conservative. So I guess that would
which
say
I think sometimes is a good thing. Honestly,
I think it's a good thing, but I think it does hurt the team. I guess yeah. you
I
know
can see what you're saying.
Like,
I mean, if you hold people accountable, then you know your right. team should be stronger. You would think,
oh, right? Yeah, that makes sense.
But if you didn't, then you wouldn't be what you're trying to be.
Yeah,
if that makes any fucking sense.
But they don't. I mean, they don't always hold people accountable either. So.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, I think some people get away with things.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know.
Clinton.
Clinton.
Yeah.
Clinton's
well,
still okay.
I feel like they fucking. I mean, maybe I've just been swallowing Russian bot yeah. propaganda, but I feel like Bernie got fucked. At a,
oh,
you know,
for
I think
sure.
that wasn't really.
I mean, like, you know, there was that book that came out of Hillary's that, you know, talked about how she had slaves on her fucking.
Yeah.
And it's like, if that came out about Trump, people would be like, we got this. He was a slave owner, you know? And it's like,
yeah.
They make
yeah.
excuses just the same as Republicans do. For
oh,
sure.
yeah. Definitely.
You're right.
All right, let me see if any of these are fun. I feel
but
like
she should have won, and I voted for her.
I voted
love Hillary.
For,
I voted for her too.
I'm with her.
All right, which is there more of? Now, that's just numbers.
Liberals.
There are
liberals, probably.
Hillary got more votes.
She got more votes, but like, you know, how many people even fucking bother to vote at yeah. all? Like,
yeah.
like
I think, man, if you count. Like people who will be voting in the next election,
yeah,
and like people who are 18 below. Like any time they take a poll of people who are like under 18, they're all like, "Why would we hate black people?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
What right. do you mean?
Yeah,
why? What, yeah. what are you talking about? Like, oh, why? Yes, of course, people should be paid enough money to live
yeah,
their
yeah.
lives. Like anybody,
but that gets into the party part of it. Like, I mean, unless you were wrapped up into a team, and that was their fucking, you know, their idea.
Mm-hmm.
Why would anyone go? Hey, I don't want health care.
Right.
Who would fight against that? Unless it was for...
People hate unions. That kind of shit is...
Why would you hate
insane.
Unions? Unless, yeah, I don't... Yeah.
People have this thing of like...
What a weird thing to get mad about,
if I didn't
feeding
have an easy
children.
Life. Yeah, people have this idea, like, if I didn't have an easy life, God forbid you have an easy life.
Yeah.
So they get this like thing of like, I made it without this,
I worked
so
hard.
You should too.
And it's like, and I'm not saying no one's ever gamed the system and no one on welfare should have a job, but it's like I would rather feed a fucking 1,000 bums who are just being fucking lazy if it means we get to also feed some children
exactly
who have no fucking
I was on every bit of welfare that there was as a kid. And I remember we would go to like the food stamp office and shit. And you would see people there like in fucking BMWs and Tommy Hilfiger stuff. And I'd be like,
I mean,
you know what? I don't care. Go for it because I'm getting food at the end of the day.
Yeah. That's the thing. And and it's sort of like the same argument for guns. It's like, I know that most people who have a gun aren't going to go on a fucking killing spree, you know? And it's just... Sometimes they do, and that's what we focus on. Sometimes
sort of
they
the
do
the opposite thing, where it's like
that's what I'm saying. It's sort of the same thing, but it's different. Where like you can't see the other person's point of view. I think that's how conservatives see welfare. Is like we're seeing the most how so many people are being helped by it, whereas they see the few people who abuse it.
Yeah,
and with guns, they're like, yeah, but you don't know how many people don't abuse it. You get what I'm saying.
What kills me with the conservatives is they won't be like, but we spent like fucking $70 billion on a fucking military budget. Like, and it's like that money's fucking just gone.
And every year they have to raise it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck, I don't know fuck for what. All right, okay.
So we got to have fucking sweet-ass drones to shoot kids with.
Drones are pretty
fuck
sweet.
Look, if you don't bomb a school in Syria, then they're going to learn how to kill us.
Yeah.
That's true.
Which is more entertaining.
Ooh.
Entertaining.
Now, are you talking entertaining from like
talking about entertainment.
They're trying to be entertaining, or it's like
I'm talking about like
Trump is really entertaining.
Singers, actors.
Oh, okay.
Which is more the entertainment factor? Like, I mean, I've seen like movies like God Is Not Dead.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And concert boy.
Liberals are way better, and it's simply because they don't have the like restrictions on their thoughts and shit that like conservatives do. So they can like be a little bit more taboo and fucking branch out. Whereas like conservatives are just like, this is a story about a man who loved his family.
Yeah.
And that's it.
I'm trying to think of who like conservative filmmakers are. Like who
Are there even any?
There must be some.
Fucking Natural Born Killers.
Oliver Stone.
He's not really conservative. More of a
libertarian. Yeah, he's very fuck the government.
Yeah, like but
some
Putin
conservatives.
The Rock
he's
is
crazy.
Conservative.
Well, that's
really
well. You can go to a certain point where conservative kind of comes back around the bend, like super libertarian kind of comes all the way around to like, I don't want any rules for anything.
Yeah,
fuck everybody. And I think that's sort of Oliver Stone.
Yeah,
yeah. He had like a
Schwarzenegger.
Really...
Well, yeah, I mean he's a conservative. He was a Republican.
Yeah.
I mean
he was like a California Republican, which is like a centrist.
He still ruined everything when he was.
Yeah.
Let's not forget that he was terrible.
And from what I gather, like most Republican actors and stars, like won't let people know that they're a Republican.
Yeah,
like they don't want you to know because they feel like it'll affect their job.
I think it does.
Yeah,
yeah,
for sure.
I think you know, like James Woods.
Yeah. Oh, it's like, God, what an idiot!
He decided to just go.
He said, "Fuck it," and just went all for it. And I think it does.
A lot of people
him.
Are those types of people too are benefiting from that, being like, "Fuck it, I'm just gonna go."
On the flip side, I mean. If you're a country singer and you're like, hey, I'm gay, your career's over.
Yeah.
You know, if you're in that and you have to kind of keep it to your fucking self. Yeah. Who else is?
Garth Brooks gay,
Nugent, I guess.
Right?
I'm looking at conservative producers and directors and actors.
What are you Googling? This is opinion based
because I mean a lot of people go conservative once they get money. They're like,
this one
I want to hang on to
David Lynch listed as
really
what? Oh, do you want to change last week's?
Yeah, no, he's not. There's no way he's a, what is the
I mean, I guess if you like country music, then there's something to be said for conservative entertainment. Yeah. But otherwise,
that's true. Country music is really good.
I think that this one's going to go to liberals.
Yeah.
Conservative.
Go ahead.
Sorry. Conservative rock bands? Are there any conservative rock bands?
Probably most of them, right?
Are Metallica conservatives? I feel like they got kind of
probably
weird.
Yeah.
Hanson? Are they?
Hanson? I mean, Metallica's songs are pretty liberal. You know, they're like, hey, war's stupid.
That's true.
Yeah, I think.
But they also, like, I'm sure every fucking tank in Iraq was blasting.
That's true.
Sandman.
Yeah, that's so funny to me is how much metal is played. Like,
didn't they, like, use Metallica as a torture device? Yeah. Like, they would, like, just play Metallica?
Oh, yeah.
They did.
Yeah.
Disturbed. Just that part over and over.
Oh, that would make me kill his.
Kill me, please.
Which is more helpful?
Ooh.
Liberals.
Which is more helpful? Well, let's be fair. Conservatives, I'd say churchgoers are generally conservative. Yeah. Churches help people.
Yeah. Churches do help people.
A lot of people forget about that, too. Like the fact that. I mean, as much as Christians can suck.
Don't get me wrong, I hate it. But
they do help a lot of people. Like I mean, I was part of a lot of shit that actually helped people.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
And but now, like, I feel like a lot of liberals, they're helping people is just shit talking racists on the internet.
Yeah.
Like, that's what they think doing good for people.
Yeah,
is.
What are you doing for people? I think that like someone who would go on one of these marches would go home and go, I did something.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
And maybe they did. Maybe in a
spreading
sense.
Awareness.
Yeah, but I mean, are you out?
Yeah.
At a soup kitchen, or what are you doing? You know.
Yeah. But there's also something sinister about a lot of, humanitarian efforts by churches.
Right. But also, I mean, if you're talking about liberals in a political sense, if like you fight to have like you know schools get to have heat, and you know, and you're fighting to make sure old people have you know fucking blankets and shit, and you know, I mean.
Yeah.
Instead of fighting for millionaire, you know, or whatever, you're.
Yeah.
I think that maybe liberals do.
I think missionaries do some crazy stuff. I mean, missionaries, like, went to Uganda and told people to stop using condoms, and then AIDS went up.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah, totally.
Well, their heart was in the right place.
Yeah, that's true. Their heart was in a really good place. Hey, condoms, those might stop you from getting AIDS, and if you don't wear them, you'll get AIDS.
Also, whenever you're. Going to a church and getting free whatever. It ain't free. They're pumping your head full of Jesus.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So they're recruiting.
And also you're paying your 10%.
Yeah, that's all free money to them.
If you're tithing.
Okay.
I mean if you're tithing.
So who's more helpful?
I'm gonna say liberals, but I think conservatives help, but also I think there's like some stuff with help. Hey, here's some food, and also, did you know that black people are weird?
Yeah. Well, I'm counting help as actually helpful.
Oh, okay.
Like actually, shelter, food, things like that. Not you know, a conservative like, well, I'm helping people by letting them know how important the Second Amendment is. Or something. That's not help. I'm talking about help like you're helping.
Yeah, I mean, I think really a lot of soup kitchens are Christian based. You know, I think a lot of food banks and stuff are Christian based, but. You know, they're still talking about the Lord.
I might give this one to conservatives.
Uh-oh.
Really?
As far as physically helping people, maybe them, yeah. But I feel like liberals' ideals are there to help people.
I think that, maybe liberal policies help people.
Yeah, they want things to be better.
Yeah.
But not necessarily do anything about it.
Well, you know, I think, you know, a lot of liberals, let's be fucking honest, when you're going to Whole Foods or whatever and you're donating a dollar to feed the, you know, like they're doing something. I think that like somehow wrapped in every financial interaction with a liberal, you're donating some dollar to the rainforest or there's some parts wrapped into it as like that's a feature.
Yeah.
Is like a little bit of what you're giving, you think is helping.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think they want to be helpful.
I think
everybody wants to help, and maybe
everybody
that's a beautiful
wants
thing.
To,
maybe that's something that we don't have
We should come together and help each other.
Yeah.
We need to put aside our differences, stop fighting about this dumb shit, and go after the people that matter, the 1%. Yeah. They are the enemy.
Eat them and kill
them. We need to fucking go after them.
Yeah.
If you're listening to this podcast and you have guns...
There's a lot of questions I didn't want to ask because I'm like, we're going to be put on a watch list.
Shoot every banker.
If I said who'd win a war. So we're not asking that. We're saying... Gary was joking.
Yeah,
he's joking. So obviously, don't get all of your guns and go to every bank and shoot every bank teller in the head. Do not do that because that would be one illegal.
Those are all regular people.
Yeah, the tellers are just regular people. What you have to go is to the corporate offices in New York City. You go to the highest floor.
All right,
and you set off a bomb.
That's a wonderful joke that you didn't mean. Which is
of course
the best?
I don't mean it.
Which is the best of each?
Ooh.
Who's the best liberal and who's the best conservative?
And the best conservative. Man, who is the best liberal?
Michael Moore.
Oh, God. Is he the best liberal?
Of all time?
Whatever you...
What's the girl's girl? What's her name?
Lena Dunham.
Lena Dunham.
Martin Luther King Jr. is the best liberal, right? Isn't he?
Oh, yeah. He was pretty liberal.
He was like... Hey, what if everybody gets some stuff? And also, hey, maybe Vietnam's stupid. I don't know. I'm not trying to get crazy, but Vietnam's stupid.
That's a good one.
This is off subject, but I meant to mention this earlier. I was watching All in the Family a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
And
Archie Bunker.
The thing that blew my mind was not like how much things are different, but is that they were protesting war.
Yeah.
And I was like, no one does that anymore.
No.
You would
very little.
Yeah, like if you hear somebody talking about anti-war shit, you're like, what the fuck?
Do you want to know why I think that is? I think that because in Vietnam, whenever the soldiers came back from Vietnam, and they did get spit on the street and called baby killers and all that stuff.
Yeah,
I think that they grew up, and the backlash of that, the backlash of the abuse that the hippies gave the fucking vets. That's where all the support the troop fucking blind.
Oh, yeah.
Because people are like, in this country, we worship money. We don't. We crave money, but we worship the fucking military.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Also,
you can't say anything bad about... I'm talking about, like, the troop. You can't get up and say, hey, troops are murderers. They're not good. They're not... You're not automatically good because you're a troop.
Oh, can't you?
Bill Hicks did it.
I think at that time, like... The war on the TV was brand new.
Yeah, that's true.
So everybody's like, whoa, what the fuck? They're burning kids. This is fucking nuts. And now, like, they don't even really cover the wars that are happening.
Yeah. I wonder why. Because they're fucking making money off
of it. Well, and also just the whole way we take in entertainment now. There's so many more choices and stuff. That's like what I said before. You could never have the Beatles now because there's... too many options.
Yeah.
You know, we only have four channels. You can have the Beatles take over everything.
Yeah, we don't need the Beatles. We got Beyonce, baby. Queen B.
Wait, well, who was the best conservative?
Who's the best conservative?
Reagan.
The Rock.
I only said Martin Luther King. You guys don't have to agree with Martin Luther King.
No, I think that's a
really good choice for anybody. Anybody
can
go
that's
it.
A good one. Who's it? A modern. The thing is, I don't know. Maybe. And I think Michael Moore's a cunt. He's a good liberal, though. He's very liberal.
Yeah.
But I think maybe he's too... He's sort of false.
He's too abrasive.
Yeah.
He's a dickweed.
He turns people off.
Yeah.
Same thing with Bill Maher. Like, I like Bill
so
Maher.
If he wasn't so ugly, I bet people would listen to him.
Yeah.
I wonder. I mean, I feel like if you're an asshole about it, you're not helping the cause.
No.
You know?
Yeah.
And he's an asshole about it. And same thing with Bill Maher. I like Bill Maher. I agree with most of what he says. But it's like, if you're going to be
total
a cunt,
dick,
then you're... not helping the big picture.
No. Also, plenty of people hated Martin Luther King, so.
Yeah.
Oh, I know one guy really.
Oh, boy.
All right.
Who is the best conservative, though?
I think Reagan.
Reagan's a good one.
He's a conservative.
Nixon did, I mean, for even
Nixon,
as.
Lincoln.
He's a liberal. He was a Republican, but back then Republican meant something different.
I mean, Nixon, he got us back into China. He did a lot of cool things. I don't know. Maybe Nixon or Reagan. I don't know who the conservative version of Martin Luther King Jr. is. It's just like
I don't know. And
Ben Shapiro.
Part of it may be because when I was a kid, Reagan was president, and that's what I thought of as a president. When I, you know, that was Reagan.
Yeah.
But Reagan, he was a conservative, and I don't think he was like, I think like Bush was a fucking scumbag who really was just kind of ruled by money and all this stuff. And I think Reagan believed his own things. Yeah. I think he thought there's something to be said for war. I mean, it's terrible, but we have to live in the real fucking world. We have to, you know, like there was a danger with Russia.
Yeah.
And Reagan dealt with it by dumping so much money into our building up our military that Russia couldn't financially keep up with us. And that's how we won.
Yeah.
We didn't actually have to fight.
Yeah.
That's the way a conservative would have dealt with it.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe it wasn't the best way to do it, but I'm thinking it was a time when like one team could have an ideal and everyone would sort of go along with it, even if you didn't necessarily agree with it. Like we were all pretty much on the same page of like, well, what's best for the country? Let's just try this thing instead of now where everyone's pulling in a different direction.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Nobody's.
There's
It's like the fucking way it is now. It's like, okay, liberals are like, we're going to have spaghetti for dinner.
Yeah.
And the conservatives like, no, we're going to have beef stew. And we're like, okay, well, let's start making beef stew. And then like someone throws tomato sauce in it and noodle. And it's like, now it's a fucking mess.
Yeah.
It's like, unless we're all going to do one thing or all do the other, it's always going to be a fucking pile of shit, you know? And at least, man. I don't know, at least, and I didn't like Reagan. I'm not saying he's great or anything. No, he fucked up and he ruined and trickle down economics didn't work and all that
he
shit.
Didn't help
but
anybody with AIDS either.
That's why
he did not. Yeah. No, he didn't. And I'm not saying he's good, but I'm saying he's probably the best conservative I can think
of. I can see that.
That's why we need to stop fighting with each other. We believe pretty much the same thing.
We're all fucking poor.
We're all getting fucked. And we need
these little fucking itty bitty differences.
Like Sean Parrott said, go and bomb.
That's why we all need to, look, you bring the dynamite, I'll bring the fuses.
Yeah.
And we'll kill it. They're gonna kick us off iTunes.
I don't look, think we're not actually.
No, we're kidding. We're not
violence.
Gonna do this. All
we're
right.
Kidding about it.
Which one do you think are bigger freaks?
Oh, freaky, freaky. Well, this, I mean, literally every conservative senator is gay.
Yeah.
They're all, I mean, and it's there's something freaky about being kind of like rough trade, you know, like I'm not gay. And then you know, behind the scenes, you're like, oh, yeah, I like to tie my penis up.
Yeah.
I hit my penis with a hammer. Ooh.
That's part of what I think is titillating about it. Yeah. It's like if you're going around all day, like, oh, we got to get rid of these gay people. And you're like getting on Grindr and you're like, suck some dick.
It was like there was that that news story that came out a few months ago where those Catholic priests, they found that they were having like a gay orgy and this.
What?
Like doing drugs and shit.
The priests were?
Yeah. Like,
good for them.
And I was reading that and I was like, that was probably the hottest thing in the fucking world. Like, even if you're not gay, that's probably like
so taboo.
Yeah, to be doing drugs and like getting your dick sucked with a cross necklace on.
Oh yeah,
yeah, it's just smacking
your
balls.
But, at least you're not fucking kids anymore. At least they're fucking each other, which was the solution all along.
Yeah,
just suck each other's dicks, guys. See, well, that
gives me a holy water hand job.
Stick rosary beads in my ass and pull them out real slow. Yeah.
Lay hands upon me, please.
But I mean, so they're all freaks. They're all freaks. But
I think the liberals are freaks. They're just sort of like out there with it. Like, I'm a freak. I'll fucking do this.
They're letting their freak flag fly, which is maybe less freaky.
But I don't know if that's, is that more freaky or less freaky?
It normalizes it. Yeah. So where if you were, if you're a liberal who's like, I'm just going to try on a dress one time. Like, it's not a big deal. But if you're a Republican, it's like, I'm going to put on some stockings.
If
like, all of a sudden, you're like, that guy's busting the biggest nut that's been busted. Right.
We have the Puritans, you know, fucking built this country. And it's like if there wasn't that to kind of be naughty, you're going to
take them buckles.
If everybody's just running around with their fucking balls dangling out,
there's
nothing sexy about seeing some balls slip out. Like, oh, is that a ball?
Is that a nut?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
I don't know.
I don't know if I've ever fucked a conservative.
Oh.
I have.
Really?
Yeah. And, what? I've gone out with a few conservatives.
Nice.
I guess there's some kind of tension there whenever there's someone who you disagree with politically.
Yeah.
And you're like, well, I'm just going to fuck you in the ass.
Yeah, that is great.
I take that back. The girl who I got the gum stuck in her hair was a conservative. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I just remembered that.
It is nice to have someone kind of pointing their finger at you, yelling at you about their pious shit while you know they're digesting your cum.
Oh, I know.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's a good point. Oh, you got me. That brings me back to name calling and shit with Libtard, how stupid fucking Libtard is.
Yeah.
I went out with this girl, and I'll make this short. We were talking about something one night, and she's like, I hate people call me crazy. And which is a whole other story we could unpack for it. Yeah, like, if you hate being called crazy, there's a
there's a reason.
Yeah, and I had told her I hated being called a dork, which I didn't. I was just fucking with it. I was like, oh man, when I was a kid, people call me dork. Oh, I get so mad. Anyway, like weeks and months go by, and we're having some heated argument about whatever the fuck Fahrenheit 9/11 came out or something like that. And she's like, well, fuck you, you fucking dork. like that was her killing blow. She'd been saving it for fucking months. And although it made me laugh, it was like, you intended that.
Yep.
Like, Libtard, they mean it. Yeah. Even though it's ridiculous, they mean it to hurt you.
They want it to hurt you.
And it's like,
which I don't like to hear Libtard, because both my parents are mentally Libtarded. And it really hurts.
That is sad. I'm sorry, buddy.
Oh, that is pretty rough. All right. Well, I'll go through these quick and then we'll get to the last one. All right. Which could we do without?
I'm going to say it. Fuck you, conservatives.
Yeah.
Bomb them, too. We can bomb them as well.
I'll tell you what I think.
But how will we bomb them?
That's exactly my point.
There won't be any bombs
There wouldn't
left.
Be any bombs. So how would we bomb? You see what I mean? We need each other.
That's a good point. Yeah, we do need them.
If it wasn't for
bombs.
If it wasn't for liberals with their saving money, if Obama hadn't spent the last 8 years building up the economy, there'd be nothing for the Republicans to destroy right now.
Yeah.
Wow, that's a good point.
And I mean, so you have to have balance. You have to have, how bipolar does this country seem to everyone else on earth? It's like, even if every fucking 4 or 8 years,
they
we're just a completely different country.
I mean,
I know, but fuck, you can't make
like,
any.
England's been like crazy, weird.
Yeah,
super conservative people who are like, hey, this is my friend, and I don't know, that's not a swastika, and then they have liberal people. I think everybody's nuts. Also, I think right now everybody's especially nuts,
because
it's like,
how much more nuts can we get?
Well, it can either break one way or another. I think people who are into fascism and who are into conservatism and who are into like that sort of thing are like, this is our last chance.
Yeah.
Since young people think that all people should be treated with respect,
right,
we need to stop that real quick.
But they're wrong, because all it takes is for people to get lazy. Like, people voted for Obama because they were so sick of the bullshit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But then a bunch of people sort of got used to things being all right.
Yeah.
And it takes something like Trump, it takes something like this horseshit to get people marching again and motivated again.
Yeah.
Right.
And then once that wears off, they'll fucking not care anymore.
I think if it gets liberal enough, it's just like, even a backslide will be like, oh, you know, what if school lunches were maybe like 2 cents rather than 0 cents?
Yeah, but this time it feels like we slid back farther. You know, I think
we slid back pretty far. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. What do you think, Sean?
I'm still into liberals. I think that people should be able to vote.
Yeah, I agree.
No matter what.
I think, though, the results of this is nobody. I think nobody's better.
You guys are wrong. Liberals are better.
You know who I think won?
Who?
Love. And that's the only thing that's going to bring people together.
Yeah, I love bombs and going to HSBC. They laundered money for the cartels. They laundered money for the terrorists. Blow them up. Not obviously not for real. I'm just kidding.
Yeah. He means blow up their phones with tweets.
We're going to turn the White House red, baby. Sean, don't say that.
And we're kidding, of course.
So this is which is better.
Yes.
I feel like I guess liberals won this one because we're all liberals, but the Electoral College says the conservatives won. So.
Oh, well.
I'm going to say liberals won, and I just want to say that I'm thankful to live in a country where we can joke about bombing the government.
I don't know that we do live in that country.
Can we do that?
We don't live in that country, that
no.
No. No. We can joke about bombing banks, though.
And I wasn't saying U.S. government. I was talking about
Uzbekistan.
I was worried he was going to say what kind.
Oh,
but you can't
find it. Yeah,
mm-mm.
It's nowhere. Wakanda's in the heart.
Wakanda's in the heart.
This is Which Is Better.
Thank you for listening.
Appreciate it.
If you'd like to make a suggestion for a topic for Which Is Better, you can email us at whichisbetterpodcast@gmail.com. Follow us on Facebook at Which Is Better Pod, or follow us on Twitter at Which Is Betterer. That's better with an ER at the end. This has been a Corporate Juggernaut production.